Wyoming County was the first to decide to walk off the job during the recent statewide teacher strike, essentially starting what some folks are calling a labor movement. And for 2 weeks, you often found teachers from across the state and Wyoming County on the front lines leading chants inside the Capitol. I caught up with one of those teachers, Nina Tunstall, on her way up to Charleston.
I believe that it's being compared to a movement because when a group of people feel that they are not being treated fairly and equally, we are exercising our rights, our constitutional rights to peacefully protest and to, you know, they say it's illegal to strike, but it was illegal for Rosa Parks to sit in that seat. And I'm glad she did not get up. It was illegal for Martin Luther King to hold all these protests and walk-ins and sit-ins. And I'm glad he did, you know. And so that's why it's a movement, because history is repeating itself. As a teacher, I teach history. This is a present day history lesson. I'm not telling my kids to open up the page to page 15 and let's read about the people who are fed up, the people that are being treated unfairly. We are talking about today. We're talking about Miss Tunstall's fourth grade class, you know? And so we're making a statement. You know, I've heard, a little bit of public backlash saying that we are not setting a good example by doing this. We don't care about the kids. And that's why we're here. You know, the kids are our future. I would be a hypocrite to stand up in front of my class and teach them to stand up for what is right and then myself going home knowing I have $20 left in my bank account. And why? I don't work any less than any other teacher in our bordering states, you know?
You're headed to Charleston, and you're headed up there a little late today because you were telling me you work three jobs?
Yes, I teach full-time, of course. I tutor also. I work part-time as a social worker. I go in and, check out homes and make sure it's safe for children that have been taken away to return. And then occasionally I bartend as well. So I got in pretty late last night, and we had a choice to either picket at our schools or I join everyone in Charleston. I just decided to go on to Charleston and meet up with my people.
So why are you working three jobs?
Just to get ahead. I help my parents out. My mom is on disability. My dad's retired. And, you know, I'm a single mom. And, you know, just to make ends meet. I have car payments to make and mortgages to pay. And, you know, on a teacher's salary, it's rough.
Now, you have 10 years of experience. You've been teaching in the West Virginia school system for 10 years in Wyoming County, mm-hmm. and you're a fourth grade teacher now. So what is your salary now with 10 years of seniority? Can you share that?
Yes. I believe on my W-2, I made around $38,000 last year. And that's, you know, pretty high compared to most of my other colleagues. Starting out, they come in at around 32.
Wyoming County is the county that was the first to decide to walk off and start this strike. Do you remember that meeting, and what can you share about it?
Yes, initially we weren't really sure, what was going on. We had heard things about our insurance and that premiums were going to skyrocket. And, you know, we were very concerned. So going into that first meeting, I didn't really know what to expect. Getting there, it was packed. I mean, standing room only. So immediately I knew, okay, this is something serious. The next thing that was said was our AFT president and our WVEA president started out the meeting saying that they have put their differences aside because, you know, they're usually in competition, you know, for union members and have joined forces to tackle this huge issue. And so there again, I knew, okay, this is serious. Right off the bat, immediately, you could just feel the tension in the room. People were in fear that, you know, their premiums were going to skyrocket, and we're already living paycheck to paycheck as it is. the rising cost of economy, and even as educators, I spend a lot of money out of pocket, just in my classroom alone. And so to hear that even more is going to be taken from me, you know, it angered us, it infuriated us, and it also gave us fear. You know, we can't afford this. And so immediately the tone of the meeting turned into, we have to do something. We have to do something about it. We don't know what it is, but we have to act, and we have to act now. We started asking questions. You know, they had already had some informational meetings in other counties, and so we wanted to know, you know, what are they saying? What are the other counties planning on doing? And at that point, it was just, well, we're just going to kind of wait around and see what happens and see what everybody else is doing. And just for Wyoming County, you know, that wasn't an option. You know, I don't remember who it was, but someone stood up and said, you know, in 1990, we were the first to act and we need to do it today. And so from that point on, we just kind of took charge and said, you know, if we lead, they will follow, because everyone is feeling the same way we are.
So growing up in Wyoming County, living there your whole life, your family also lived there. Was it surprising to you to hear, you know, the people stand up and lead the charge in this strike this time?
It was surprising at first, but hearing the background and the history of how it all went down in 1990, it kind of felt like an obligation again. You know, we not only are we 48th in the state, but Wyoming County, we're 55th out of 55 counties. We are the lowest paid. So I said, you know, I raised my hand, and this was, you know, all in the commotion. Some were reluctant, of course, you know, because, you know, we live paycheck to paycheck. The thought of walking out and going on strike and not getting paid is terrifying, you know. The car companies don't care. They will come and get your car. They don't, you know, they don't care if you're fighting for a cause. So it was very, it was chaotic, but I just remember raising my hand and said, you know, those that are last shall be first. And that's just the tone that we set from early on.
Quoting biblical scripture?
Absolutely.
The hashtag 55 strong is getting attention across the world. What's your reaction to how popular 55 Strong has been, not only within the state of West Virginia, but across the country and even other parts of the world?
It just makes me proud. I mean, you know, to be from, most people don't even know that West Virginia is its own state. And now all of a sudden they see it lit up on their TV screens in red. You know, the kids aren't going to school. Teachers are walking out. And so I think that, you know, it just says a lot about our tiny little state and our tiny little town that we do have a voice and we are being heard.